from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, yesterday saw New York Governor Kathy Hochul receive heat for continuing the pause on congestion pricing from local leaders. But New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says she should not listen. He says his constituents aren't the only ones against the $15 charge to enter Midtown Manhattan.
If New York tried to do it again next year, they're going to get the same exact reaction, and not just people in Jersey like me who are saying this is going to be terrible, not just for people's pocketbooks, but also for the environment, for families in northern New Jersey, but in New York as well.
Hochul said in August that a replacement plan could be revealed by the end of this year. New Jersey's newest and youngest congresswoman has been sworn in. LaMonica McIver was sworn in yesterday on the floor of the House in Washington. For now, she will be assigned to the House Small Business and Homeland Security Committees. School buses can be equipped with cameras that record your moves and can send certain violations to police under a bill advancing in the state legislature. Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia says many drivers are ignorant to the fact that they need to stop when the red lights are flashing.
I think this is really important if at the very least it brings awareness to the fact that children are in serious danger when people do not stop and adhere to the law.
State Senator O'Scanlan says this idea is a solution in search of a problem. A Monmouth County community will offer any first responders who want to move there some incentives in doing so. Officials say Middletown is home to the world's largest all-volunteer fire department. Middletown plans to offer $10,000 toward a down payment on a home, a yearly property tax reimbursement, and exemption from some township fees. The perks will take effect in January. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Six Flags Great Adventures Fright Fest was scheduled to open September 13th, but Six Flags announced it would open as a preview instead, with some of the mazes still closed. The preview continued into this past weekend as well. Officials stated on social media that unforeseen circumstances were to blame. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 83 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Will 80s return this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So we've talked about how this month is trending to be one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. It's also going to be one of the driest calendar months in years, if not decades, even though we do have a couple batches of rain showers still to come. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the lower 60s, and mainly 60s tomorrow, maybe 70 degrees. Another cloudy and blah day, with spotty showers returning tomorrow afternoon and evening. Wettest corner of the state looks to be northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike corridor, maybe a quarter inch of rain. That's not much. Thursday, surprisingly warm and humid. Highs pushed to near 80, with some peaks of sun and a continuing chance of a shower. Partly sunny and mid-70s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Right now in Rockaway, it is 63 degrees, Franklin 68, and Beach Haven also 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.